This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Having a great day. Bill Steinbach, he's back in today. Producer Matt, he's out all week. Good morning to you, Jim. How's everything?
Everything's great.
Yeah,
everything's great.
Intensity level ratcheted up.
Except in bucko land.
Yeah, not good. I just got done watching this Mike Holden guy. Just kills me from Channel 11.
Why
He's
that?
So intense. Everything's so intense. He said this morning that he was in an empty parking lot at police headquarters. I should probably just play this video. But he was in an empty parking lot at police headquarters, and he had his, at one point, his head, it was an empty parking lot, mind you.
Which zone did it say?
No, no, police headquarters.
Oh, okay.
Allegheny County Police Headquarters,
right,
like Point Breeze or whatever.
Yeah.
Although they're moving. Aren't they moving to Parkway Center, the police headquarters? I thought that they were maybe doing that. I don't know if that's happened yet. I thought they were moving from Point Breeze to Parkway Center.
I don't know. Is that the city still? Isn't that Green
County for the third time?
Oh, county.
Yeah, no. But because he said county police headquarters.
Oh, county police. Sorry.
Yes.
I got to.
It's good. It's early. We're having a good day. But he said he's in this. His videos are so intense. He puts on the Channel 11 website. Just make sure I'm potted up here. Let's just do this. I can play it right out of here. This guy, he gets me. I don't know why he gets me all the time. But this guy. Ready? Here we go. Let's see if we can play this. This Mike Holden fella. I don't know if we can out of this thing here. But yeah, he's a card, this guy. You know which guy I'm talking about on Channel 11 News? It's kind of a newer, younger guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he is. He's something else here. Let's see.
Been here from WPXI Channel 11. It
this
has
guy?
Been an incredibly busy night.
Into Listen the to this. Ready? He
orders because this exact spot.
He's in an empty parking lot.
Eventually, the three suspects, guys, will be brought for questioning. Three people we know this morning have been taken into police
Here
custody.
Comes. Here it comes.
And the good news,
ready?
Despite all of this, because people out there were panicking. I mean, imagine it. You're in your neighborhood, and there's 40 police cars with flashing lights, and people are being told not to leave their homes. But this morning, we do know.
It's so dramatic.
Three people taken into police custody. Those two officers will be okay. We're waiting here outside of Allegheny County Police Headquarters. I got my head on a swivel. I'm looking all over the place to see if these people are being brought in anytime soon.
In this parking lot. And he's explaining.
Well, there was some kind of a big vehicle.
Yeah, there was a vehicle going by.
A Pat bus or a garbage truck.
He had his head on a swivel as if he's going to miss the three people who walk through the darkness in a car that get escorted into there. His head's got to be on a swivel.
The perp walk.
Yeah, so as if he doesn't miss that perp walk. I love this Mike Holden guy. Oh, man, I'm so into him. I saw something that you never see, and I'm still...
I think I know where you're going here. I saw it, too.
I'm not spooked by it, but I'm wondering how it happened. Did you see a van in the runaway truck sand pile yesterday?
I did. And, of course, the traffic moves slowly down Greentree Hill heading into the city. And I was trying to figure out. So, you know, you spend enough time, like you don't have to, you can
rubberneck without having to rubberneck.
Yeah, without, I mean, you got plenty of time
yes,
to check
yes.
out what's going on.
Okay, your theory on this. How did the van, and it looked like a painting or plumber van, like a guy that was doing work, his van.
I thought.
And it made it all the way to the barrels, mind you. Like, not just the gravel. Your theory on how it got there, go.
I thought it was a maintenance guy. I thought somehow there was something going on, and that it was a worker, that the guy was actually there working, because he was standing there like looking at the barrels, and I couldn't figure out why the guy would have been all the way into the barrels. Did he really crash into them?
Was I had
the
a better look
damaged?
At it. This was not a maintenance worker. This was someone, because the maintenance worker simply would have parked and walked
yeah.
up. No, the guy went into the barrels. Now, because you could see the tire tracks, and they were sort of getting buried and deeper as he went on, and then the barrels were crashed.
Oh, really? I was trying to see how much damage there was to the van. It didn't look like it was that badly damaged.
I think by the time it reached the barrels, a lot of the and it did its job, the runaway truck sand pile, a lot of the speed was taken off.
The runaway van sand pile, in this case.
Here's the question, though, that I'm still trying to figure out. And maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll get in touch with our friend Cheryl, who works for PennDOT. She would know this.
That's right.
Did the van, did the runaway truck sandpile deliver as advertised? Was the van essentially a runaway? Because I think that the guy probably would have hit another car if it was a runaway, or he was just a really good aimer.
Well, he could have gotten into the breakdown lane.
Yeah, and did he go down the...
I saw some clown the other day, by the way, when traffic was backed up all the way to the top
of
Green
Tree
Hill.
Well, hold on, I got two theories.
Okay.
Was that, did that happen? Did he, did it work as it's supposed to, and he essentially lost his brakes at the top of the hill, and he, or did he mistake that for an exit and was going like 55 and went into that?
I saw your tweet, and I saw people reply to it, and a couple people said that they've done that, that they've mistaken a runaway pile for an exit, and I think that's the only way that could have happened.
Okay, and one of them, you know who one of them was? Is
Jamie Baker.
Jamie Baker, yes.
I can't remember which TV
she works for in Steubenville now, right?
Okay, yeah, she's very nice. She's
a super, super nice young lady. I mean, it couldn't be nicer. But yeah, I think she works at...
the Burb of the Berg?
She does work in the Burb of the Berg, but yeah, she said she mistook one time for a...
an exit.
For an exit. Now, Mike Casazza, and Jamie Baker works for WTOV. Mike Casazza, my friend from Morgantown, who covers, now he works for a website, he worked for papers for years, he's really good, covers West Virginia. He saw a big rig next to him, use one as advertised, and that one, on Green Tree Hill, when he was coming up here for a concert once, and he said there wasn't a lot of traffic, though, he's coming up really like the middle of the day, and he said he's shaken for life every time he drives past that.
Wow.
It was like an out-of-control rig.
I've never seen that.
Anyway, at the top of Green Tree Hill, what did you see the other day, Nella?
There was some clown was going down. The traffic was not moving very quickly at all. And some guy, it was a truck with a trailer on the back going down the breakdown lane all the way down the hill.
For sale or rent.
All the way down the hill. And I don't know what would have happened to this guy when he ran into, you know, the traffic merges in from Parkway Center.
Yeah.
And sometimes we leave here. The best thing to do is actually to go all the way up to Green Tree Road and then take a right, go back by Parkway Center, what used to be Parkway Center, and then get on that way. That can save a little bit of time. But can you imagine if you're merging out, all of a sudden you look back up and the traffic's not moving at all except some clown barreling down the breakdown lane. So I don't know how – he must have gone all the way down the hill to try to, you know, cut traffic. But that was pretty dangerous.
Wow. Now, you know what I saw? And you get this all the time. Share the road. Most motorcycles are everywhere. It was stopped. And you know what? I don't go the other way. I just always ride it out down Green Tree Hill. I found for me that just ends up being just as fast. And I catch up on listening to stuff and concentrating and decompressing after the show. I really do.
Well, I did it the other day. I spied like an 18-wheeler that was going up near the top of the hill.
Right.
It was like a JB Hunt.
Right.
And I came out way ahead of it.
And so anyway,
the other way.
I always go down the hill, and they always tell you, you know, you see those signs. Motorcycles are everywhere. Share the road. Be alert. I'm telling you, just as many people drive like goofs on motorcycles as ones who are responsible.
Yeah, the guys who go in between lanes, the breakdown lane, weave in and out.
Guy did that the other day. I'm stopped at the top of the hill, at Green Trail, right when you get on the exit here. What is this exit called? Green Tree, I guess?
Yeah.
The Green Tree exit,
I believe it is.
The one at the top of the hill. So I get on, and he's behind me. And I notice he's like doing, he's. I could tell he was going to be up to something squirrely. Because we go to get on, and the exit has a pretty decent, I mean, it's like a 180 when you go to get on the ramp, to go on to the ramp, past Vincent's and stuff, you know? I mean,
yeah, you can see
you wiggle all the way around.
And there are guys that come barreling up that, there's three lanes. There's an exit lane. And you have to get onto the exit lane before you merge into
right.
the travel lane.
So I go to merge on, and he's behind me, right? And the traffic is essentially stopped on the highway. So I don't know why he's tailgating me to get on. Like, we're not getting on anytime soon, you know? Like, the traffic. So anyway, so he goes around me on the ramp. I'm like, okay, Evel Knievel, here we go. He goes. Then we make it, and we both merge on to the highway at about the same time. We're in the far right lane, which is, again, essentially an exit lane for the Mount Lebanon Green Tree exit that
right.
we just—
And people come bombing up the
flying
hill.
Flying up that hill. So real quickly, I make it into the middle lane. He's in front of me. He makes it all the way to the left lane. He goes on the left shoulder. There's like a 2 feet between the barrier. Around the first car, wiggles. And then I see him way up. He's on the right shoulder, the breakdown lane, blowing through all the cars. See you later. I'm like, okay. All right, pal. Have a good day. But yeah, I don't know if he had the— I mean, I think he was just being a jag-off.
Of course he was.
But it was— and you get that, too. You get those bicyclists, too. Share the road. Well, yeah. Well, you're not sharing it. You're in the middle. Why are you in the middle of the road? Ride on the— see, you ride on trails. You don't really road bike, do you, Jim?
No, not if we can help it.
Yeah. So anyway,
we need to get a new bike.
Oh, you do? You've been talking about that since before.
I know.
Went away.
We haven't had a chance. We've been busy, and Linda needs a new bike, and we need a new bike rack as well.
Yeah. Right. That all happened in one fell swoop.
It did.
Anyhow, are you going to get a new bike before— you better get it soon while it's still warm out. Don't wait.
It's not—
don't put it off till wintertime.
It's just barely— it was Memorial Day.
I know. But you know how it works. You put stuff off and it gets behind.
I know.
Oh, man. I got to blow my nose. So, see, yesterday my throat was stuffy. Then it moved to my nose, which is fine. But now it's all exiting. I get the exit. This exit velo is going to be 250 when I blow my nose here in a moment.
Oh, great. Good. You're going to do it on air?
No. I'm not going to do it on
air. I'm going to leave then.
Wonder what producer Matt's up to, by the way. He went away. No, he went away somewhere.
Well, he's probably sleeping. He's probably on some missionary work or something.
Oh, yeah, you know what? He was. But he stayed in North America. He went somewhere you could drive. It was like the Carolinas or— no, Michigan, maybe. I don't know. Yeah,
well,
maybe
he's
Michigan.
Within— I sent him a text the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I heard back from him, so— so he's got to be, like, he's not in the Caribbean or anything like that.
No, I think he's in Michigan, maybe, where it stays light till like 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
So that's that. Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, the
head
runway.
On a swivel.
Yeah, I wonder. He'll probably do an update here later.
Oh, we got to put channel— we got to put channel 11 on. So let's do that. We'll have channel 11 on. I don't even want to watch baseball, MLB.com or MLB TV, because, you know. Oh, great start time today, by the way.
3:45.
That's pretty good for us. You could do it. You could go play golf, put it on delay, start it, and catch up.
Or I could take a nap and then get up.
Or you could do that.
It's
right.
Going to rain.
It is?
You're going to do fan weather here in a second.
Well, no. I only do that at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, but I don't think it's going to rain at Chase Field.
No, not there, but I'm talking about here.
Well, that's even better to sit around and watch baseball.
Yeah, take a nap.
Or take a nap. All right, Fan Morning Show pre-show, that was that. We get into the show here in just a little bit. It's pretty much Pirates and AB, and Pirates and AB, and some other great assorted accoutrements sprinkled in. So we'll have a good time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.